Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are speaking about your friends. How are they affecting your health? I bet you didn't realize this, but according to a study that was done at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, researchers have found that your social circle are as important to your health as diet and exercise. The data that was evaluated from U.S. population surveys from adolescence into old age, covering the dimensions of social relationships, social integration, social support, and social strain. They then compare the social relationships to blood pressure, waist circumference, body mass index, and systemic inflammation. These are four key indicators for mortality risk. So these are important things for us to all know. The team's results, which were published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, link their social circles to longer life in old age. They also show a healthful impact during the early and middle adulthood. Social isolation in young adulthood increases inflammation risk as much as a physical inactivity. In old age, social isolation was found to be more damaging than diabetes in controlling hypertension. Middle adulthood, the strength of social connections was a greater factor to health than the quantity of relationships. So based on this research, it's really important to encourage your adolescents and young adults to build social relationships and social skills to interact with others. It is as important, if not as important, as having them eat healthy and be physically active, according to the researchers in the studies. For the older, I can tell you from my years of doing elder care in elders' homes that watching TV for endless hours and only interacting with their homemakers and home health aides is a really destructive way to go. Elders need to have intellectual stimulation. They need to have the knowledge that people care about them and are there for them just as much as any other people. And if they have any form of dementia, it's even more important because the last sense that really goes is their sense of feelings, their emotions, which is why a lot of Alzheimer's people end up striking at other people because they feel scared and don't really know how to ask for the help they need as their intellectual mental capacity is declining. So we understand that people, as I always keep saying on these podcasts and elsewhere, people are like ants and bees, and we need to communicate with one another, eye to eye, soul to soul, and be real. Now, the other part of this is that I know from my work in hypnosis especially, there are many times when people hang out with people are negative, hostile, abusive, inattentive, or controlling. If you are finding yourself hanging around this sort of person, my best advice to you is to dump them as friends, because friends do not act that way with people they call friends. Friends are friends because you do care about them, because you do have an interest in them, and you enjoy being with them. So that means that people can be themselves and be imperfect and all those other things that human beings tend to do in real life. And I know also from my work in hypnosis that this can sometimes be a very hard thing to do because you don't want to hurt that person's feelings. Well, I can tell you that my younger sister finds it really interesting that I cut people out of my life all the time. She doesn't know how I do it. But I'll tell you this, if someone isn't adding to your life, there's no reason for them to be in your life. And I don't mean adding financially. I mean adding in terms of helping you to feel loved, cared about, and engaged with. That's what I mean, because that's what friends are there to do for friends. Otherwise, they don't qualify as a friend. Not in my book, anyway. And friends need to be there for you in a reciprocal fashion. What that means is that to the degree that you're there for them, they need to reciprocate that. And the day that they stop doing that is the day that they fall into acquaintancehood, and then maybe from there they fall into, well, the vacuum of non-friendedness. Kind of made up that word. Because this is the truth. As we grow and we develop and we learn new things, we change, we grow. And if we're not changing and growing, we're dying. So it's best to change and grow. However, sometimes people can't stay along with you as you're changing and growing. They're staying stuck where they're at, or they're changing at a lesser amount than you are. And at some point in time, you understand that it doesn't feel the same being with that person because you've outgrown them. Or maybe they outgrew you. It can happen either way, depending on what scale of the spectrum you're each on relative to one another. And that's really okay, because when we let go of the people who no longer fill that requirement of helping us to feel better about ourselves and feel loved and cared for, well, that allows us to bring in somebody else who's more appropriate for us at this stage in our lives. That's perfectly normal and is something that I believe all kids should be taught as they grow up. This notion that we need to be friends with the people we've known forever is absolutely ridiculous. In fact, it was only when I got separated that I realized that marriage is really the place where we learn those learnings we need to learn from what Jung would have called our shadow self. The parts of ourselves that we would rather not see, the unconscious part of ourselves that really isn't that great to look at. And once we have achieved the growth in that area, well, it's time to move on to the next one. Some marriages last forever. Many last a lot longer than they ought to. In any case, any partnership should be one where both partners are growing inside the relationship. Once that growth stops, it's time to move on. That is the reality of life. There is no reason why anyone needs to feel stuck with an incompatible partner. Life is really too short. And I know this, as a matter of fact, because I've had 3 opportunities where I came pretty close to dying. Car accident, getting stuck in an undertow, in the Atlantic Ocean in my 20s, and a kidney infection. So I can tell you, each day and each moment that you're breathing on this planet Earth, you want to make it count as best you can. Doesn't mean that we don't have those trials and tribulations that life gives us to help us grow. However, what it does mean is that you want to spend your time with people that you enjoy and feel loved when you are around them. And given the research that I gave you in the beginning, you can see how that can help you be healthier. They're talking about physical health, but I would add in emotional and even spiritual health. So be careful with whom you choose to spend your time. Friends are necessary to have in your life for the reasons stated before. However, it's also really important to be very discerning in terms of who it is that you choose to spend your very limited time with. And by the way, when you are spending time with your friends, turn off your phones, stop the texting, and look at them eye to eye, view them soul to soul, and really make it a magnificent moment between you. Because these are the experiences that create the memories that you remember when you get into your old age as being those times that were the most important times of your life. Yes, fancy vacations are really nice, memories as well. But the truly meaningful moments are the meaningful moments of your heart. And I can tell you this as well. Because of the work that I do, I'm entrusted into so many different people's lives, and I learn the hardest truths that they're confronting. And the best, most important time that I spend with them is watching them grow and develop and move beyond what they considered impossible problems to get beyond. And that's what life is all about. It's about sharing those important moments. It's about being present. It's about giving a damn enough to be really with the people who you say you love and you care about. Understanding that there's only so many of these people that you can allow into your life at one time, because you really do need to be there for your friends when they need you. That's why they're called friends. But it's worth it, because those are the friends that nourish your soul. And that's what makes life valuable and worthy of giving it your all. Sharing it with your best friends, sharing it with your good friends, sharing it with the family who you feel are like friends, and the friends that feel like family. That's where it's all at. And I can tell you this as well. If I didn't have the great friends that I did, man, I don't know where I would be today. They make me look good, they make me feel good, and they certainly support everything that I'm doing out here in this world, because it's not the easiest thing in the world to do what I do. And yet, that's the calling, so here I be for you. Thanks for spending your time with me. Until next time, be well, be happy, choose your friends well. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes, so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.